the 5th annual Philly Tech Week kicks off tomorrow. Let's get a preview with Christopher Wink, co-founder and editorial director of Technically. Christopher, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Not to get too technical too quickly, but this isn't a week, it's 9 days.
I know, we push it every year. 150 events, it's tough to fit in a calendar of just 7 days. So we go Friday to Friday, well, Friday to Saturday, really, and some pre-events and post-events, too.
And it's certainly grown from 5 years back, perhaps tenfold.
Yeah, from a few hundred people at some of our first events held here at HYY in Old City, now have 25,000 people coming out to an array of more than 150 events on the calendar.
What are some of the signal events, signal people coming in?
So our largest event will be our kickoff arcade at Dilworth happening tomorrow, Friday, 6 and 9 p.m. at Dilworth Park, that beautiful new space by City Hall in Center City, Philadelphia. People will be coming out in the evening, playing with locally made video games, robots, apps. This is locally made technology, hearing from local electronic musicians. There also will be a beer garden and food, too. Why not? That is the biggest event that will happen during Philly Tech Week.
We're just about 1 month out from the important mayoral election, and I understand there's a special forum coming up this Monday night.
Absolutely. All the mayoral candidates will be talking about technology, entrepreneurship, and innovation. How are they going to have the city move forward with technology? It's a conversation that has to be had.
What are some of the priorities you would lay down the gauntlet for the next mayor of Philadelphia regarding technology?
The policies that jump up to the forefront are open government, open data, the idea of how to city agencies more efficiently, effectively be the transparent agents we know that they can be. There's been great movement at the Nutter administration over the last 4 to 5 years. There's a lot more to be done. I think that's one big issue. Two, there is a thriving community of entrepreneurs in the tech space. There's a huge outpouring of sole proprietorships that have been happening since the recession in Philadelphia, but not real employee growth. So I think a strategy for cultivating what has been started into something bigger for the kind of jobs engine that we desperately need in this city is something that our community cares a lot about, and any mayoral candidate can too. Three, there's any number of general approaches to the world that has changed in the face of an open source culture that our technology community so often identifies with.
For example,
if you're going to change procurement processes, for our community, any technology community wouldn't understand why there wouldn't be a sleek website that anyone could go on, that you could understand the process, that you'd be walked through the entire, that there'd be an easy way to upload and apply for any and all opportunities. That's a very apparent opportunity. Those are issues that we think any mayoral candidate should be very familiar with.
Are you seeing dividends in terms of more smart people staying in the city, or is there still the perceived trend that people go to any of the great institutions here and then move on to other locales?
The brain drain story we were so talking about 10 years ago has really faded. That first couple years at a college is less the challenge now. Now we're talking about that second job, or once you have the kids, that's why there's so much attention to the schools in Philadelphia. So for the technology community, we do care about education. We also care about how our businesses grow to be able to take on that talent that stayed after college, but how do you stay even longer?
We have a moment left. Let me put you on the spot. They're all your events, but if somebody has a limited avail in terms of time, what are some not-to-be-missed events in the coming Tech Week?
Sure. I got to do another plug again for the arcade at Dilworth. It's easy. You can bring your friend. Anyone who hates technology can still come up and be impressed by some robots and some video games. 6 to 9 p.m. on April 17th. It's an easy one to love. Evo Hacks is organizing an Access Hackathon if you care about how more people are getting involved in technology. Jarvis Innovations, which is a web dev firm in Northern Liberties, is hosting a Buddhist meditation event. And the reason this is relevant and meaningful is we are dealing with a technology community that, as it's grown 25 years after the web developed, 10 years after a second wave of technology community, we're so cluttered with digital technology, we need to push our brains to have moments of relaxation. I think that's a really telling story. But there are absolutely events happening throughout the region, throughout the week, more than 150 any given night. There's a dozen or more. There's conversations about access and entrepreneurship, strong dev communities, and even meditation, a strong range indeed.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Dave.
Christopher Wink is co-founder and editorial director of Technically. Of course, the 5th annual Philly Tech Week kicks off tomorrow. We'll be right back.